This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. Today, we're going to be talking about one of the favorite issues that I have on the show, about veteran issues. As all everybody knows who listens to the show, I'm a veteran and spent time in the Marine Corps, and veteran issues are very, very important to me. We've got to keep these veteran issues on the table. Even as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have ended or are starting to wind themselves down, we have a number of veterans who are still coming back, who still need our assistance, who still need to get employed, need veterans who are out there trying to start businesses, and we need to support them as they do their thing. But I've got some special guests in the studio right now. I've got about three different guests, and they come from a wide variety of backgrounds, but I've got Walmart in the house today. I've got General Gary Proffitt. He is the Senior Director of Military Programs at Walmart, and Walmart, if you have not heard, they made an initiative to hire 100,000 veterans, and they're also doing some things in terms of helping veterans start businesses or support those businesses and doing a number of things with their foundation to support other things. We also have Joe Quinn. He's Senior Director of Issue Management at Walmart, and he talks about a number of different things in terms of, you know, helping those who are less fortunate with food programs and other areas, and he's going to talk about that and how that's helping out veterans as well. We got Philip Sella. He is a program director for a program called the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program that's focused in on employment and entrepreneurship. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Fed Access. I appreciate having distinguished guests in the studio with me. General Proffitt, let me start off with you. You just came from the White House this week, and then in this whole dynamic, what happened at the White House conference, what was the president talking about with the initiative?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. It was a great event at the White House, and the president, the first lady, the vice president, and Dr. Biden renewed their commitment to supporting veterans and military families today. And there was a whole group of people in the East Room of the White House that I think celebrated the fact that we've made some strides, but the fact of the matter is that we have a long way to go. And I think that's their challenge to all of us.
In terms of the strides, and this goes along with what you've been doing at Walmart, what have been some of the strides that were talked about? And even at Walmart, what are you doing at Walmart in terms of the commitment to veterans?
Well, I think we've learned over the years that one of the most important things that we can do at Walmart and actually in small businesses to large businesses is to offer them jobs and career opportunities, and that's what we're doing. And that's really the centerpiece of what we call the Veterans Welcome Home Commitment, is to make sure that people basically is three things. When Bill Simon talked about it on January 15th, he said three things. He said, first of all, if you've served and sacrificed for our country, you shouldn't have to fight for a job right when you get home. Sure. And the First Lady said exactly the same words this morning. And the second thing he said is that everybody doesn't want to work in retail, but if you do, you have a place at Walmart. Hmm. And we think that over the course of the next 5 years, that is somewhere north of 100,000 people
right
and opportunities.
Right.
But most importantly also is the aspirational part of that that says that if we could all work together, retail industry and every other industry, we could do so much more. We could drive potentially veteran unemployment below the national average. And wouldn't that be a great thing?
Hopefully drive it to zero. That would be wonderful. If we could drive it to zero. We've got veterans who are homeless, veterans who are out there who are struggling. Now, Joe, you deal with a lot of issues management in terms of Walmart, in terms of programs to maybe help those who are underprivileged, which is veterans and homeless veterans and things like that. Talk about it from that perspective.
Well, I think we live in a country where there are families who know other families who have sons and daughters in the service or who have family members in the service themselves. But we have a whole wide swath of America of families who don't know young veterans. And so I think very often, and Gary and I have spent a lot of time on this the past couple of years, you have a young veteran who maybe went straight from high school and may or may not have had some problems in high school, went into the service. And really everything in terms of logistics of life are sort of managed by the service. But then you come back out and, you know, there's reintegration issues that range from finding a job, but how do you make eye contact? How do you shake hands? How do you do a resume as you go into the job interview process? Reintegration issues, sort of how do you manage a checkbook? How do you get back into the education cycle and maybe start to take classes at community colleges? And then you have the family reintegration issues where you have a spouse who has done every Little League game, paid every bill, managed every little decision about the kids in the classroom, and suddenly you have the other spouse coming back into the family dynamic, which can lead to some complexities. And then you overlay all of that with PTSD, and you have a complex dynamic to take that brave young American who went overseas and served his or her country and is now coming back in. And Walmart, when Gary came to Walmart, I think the company said to Gary sort of, what are the right things to be doing here to get this process started? So I think we're looking at those issues. We're trying to hire people, trying to build out the services that will help make that easier and simply do the right thing.
You know, when you came to Walmart, you asked a very important question. Yeah. We actually introduced to the president and first lady today a young man who had recently transitioned from the Marine Corps, a combat veteran with a young family, and he found a place at Walmart as an hourly associate. And he has been promoted six times in four years.
Wow. 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 And would you say, General, that, you know, and because people talk about what veterans bring to the table, and I'm going to jump in here in a second, Philip. But when we talk about what veterans bring to the table, do you think that's where the commitment comes from? I know your CEO, your president and CEO is a veteran as well. I think he spent time in the Navy. But do you think that the veteran is bringing so much more to the table than just somebody coming straight out of high school or somebody coming straight out of other dynamics because of that operational experience or other things?
I tell people that these are people that are mature beyond their years. Many of these people enlisted in the Marine Corps or the Army or another service.
Right, the Navy, Air Force.
Immediately out of high school. And they actually have had experiences in. First of all, the nation makes a huge investment in their leader growth and development and in their technical skills. So these are great people. This is not about philanthropy.
Right.
This is about business.
Right.
And we want to have these people in our organization. So the reason I came to Walmart is fundamentally that I thought we could create great business outcomes. But actually, my passion comes from my ability to give back to people with whom I have had the great privilege of serving.
Right.
Well, and
right.
Gary and I had a chance to have dinner with the young man that Gary was able to introduce to the president this week. And it's just humbling to be around young people like that who have served. And all they're looking for is opportunity.
Right.
That's all they're looking for is the opportunity and the chance to grow. And as a country, the private and public sector, just we simply have to be working together to make that easier.
Right, right. Philip, you know, when you've got this program called the VA Accelerator, and it's kind of tying in what Walmart is talking about, you know, veterans who are coming back and they have these skills that the general talked about. Yours is kind of then kind of maybe softening, giving them additional pieces to make that transition. Let me go into that a little bit more.
Yeah, Derek, thanks. Thanks for inviting me here. The VA has recognized that, you know, they need to help the veterans who are transitioning back in both employment and self-employment. So they launched a program called the VA Accelerator. And the VA, what the VA Accelerator helps them with is really those soft transitional skills for employment and some strong fundamental skills for self-employment. So if you look at the employment side is, the veteran has, I was both enlisted and as an officer, enlisted for almost 10 years. And an officer for another 20 plus. So in both of those situations, I've had to transition back over to civilian career. And in doing that, is there are skills that the commercial business, you know, requires that a veteran doesn't quite have that tool bag, you know, at that time. So what we did was after, you know, spending 13 months at Walter Reed, sitting, you know, thinking about this and mentoring with a lot of veterans who had transferred.
You were wounded, and you were spending that time thinking about something.
Yeah. I had a lot of time to think about it, 13 months. And so really what I came up with, the concept of here's the fundamental skills that you need for that transition. And so what we did was working with VA in the VA Accelerator, the case managers came up with how to group those skills in three packages. And that's all available, through the VA. And so, you know, VA is poised to help the veteran in both, self-employment, employment, and thanks to Walmart, who wants to, you know, help a lot of veterans, you know, this could be a great tool for them to utilize.
Hold that comment right there. We're going to come back on a quick break. I'm going to get to you, General. We need to take a quick break. We're talking about Walmart. We're talking about Walmart's commitment to veterans and commitment in terms of getting them employed and helping them start businesses. Talking about the VA Accelerator. Talking about the issues of veterans and how to get them employed and how to get them into this market as they come back and transition. The White House this week announced, recommitted themselves to this initiative to get veterans employed and get them back on their feet, self-employment and everything else. Having a great discussion today. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch. If you just joined us, we are talking about veteran issues and we are talking about what's going on in terms of the commitment to get veterans employed and get them also starting businesses. We're talking to some special guests. We've got some people from Walmart in the studio with me. I have General Gary Proffitt. He is the Director of Military Programs at Walmart, and he is in town in terms of talking to the White House. He went to a White House initiative this week where they were talking about going and recommitting themselves to veterans and really getting them into different places like Walmart or other retailers or other businesses around our country so that every veteran can have a job. We've got Joe Quinn. He's also here. He's Senior Director of Issue Management at Walmart, and he covers a number of different programs about helping those who need that help in terms of whether it be food or veterans or anything else. He deals with that. And we also have Philip Sella. He's in studio as well. He's a program director for the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program focused in on employment and entrepreneurship. General Proffitt, I know you were about to chime in right when we went to break. Go ahead and what were you going to say?
Thank you, Derek. First of all, I was terribly remiss early on in not thanking Philip for his service. And so let me kind of revisit that. But importantly, General Shinseki, Secretary Shinseki, who was the Chief of Staff of the Army when I was promoted to General Officer, and his great wife, Patty, were at the White House ceremony today. And it was, I think, emblematic of the important integration that's coming together in a public-private partnership that is so important. And what Philip said before the break is we have to work together. Not any one of us can do all of this. And so I think if we can kind of keep working that way, I think we'll be far better in what we're trying to accomplish.
You know, at the White House initiative and Walmart has taken the lead, and I haven't really heard any other stores, and you know, not to give a plug, you know, I mean, giving love to Walmart, but not to say any other stores aren't out there, but I haven't heard anybody else make that same level of commitment of 100,000 or anything else. Do you think that you guys taking the leadership on this, is there going to be a number of other people who are going to start following along? And it may not be 100,000, but is that commitment? Are you seeing that commitment from other stores, whether it be retailers or other people who are now saying that we need to put the energy into veterans like this?
I think today was mostly about exactly what you said, that we believe that we, by virtue of who we are, have to take a leadership role in this issue. And we're doing that. But it's not about doing things like Walmart does it.
Right.
It's about doing whatever you can. I actually think that the First Lady's notion about characterizing joining forces as, you know what, everybody can do something, is pretty accurate.
Right.
If you're a small business and you can hire one person and it's a veteran, that's a contribution.
Right.
If you're a big business, then I think you have to do more. And we believe we have to do more. I think it's as simple as that. And I think that was on display today. There are all kinds of businesses that Bill Simon sent an email, a message out, a letter out to invite 50 CEOs to the White House for a ceremony that kind of led up to what happened today, in my view anyway. 43 of them showed up. And wow. I think they all...
Was this the range? I mean, was it all retailers or was it the range of everything?
It was everything.
Really? Okay.
I mean, Bill talked about his notion that be aspirational. Let's work together. But when we kind of worked this together, we said, you know, this doesn't have to be just retail. This could be everybody.
Right.
And so that's what we saw on display today.
Joe, you know, when we talk about kind of Walmart, I know you know, when you look at kind of whether it be the foundation or you look at the issues of even kind of dealing with veterans, because a lot of veterans don't come back with a lot of money in their pocket. And so there's that dynamic of how do I feed my family? There's a lot of issues in terms of what you mentioned about PTSD, other things like that. You know, where's Walmart kind of looking at that kind
of
piece?
We never look at a veteran as a victim. Okay. I mean, a veteran is someone who has done something unique and special for the country. So, I mean, we never want to position or look at a veteran as a victim in any way. But certainly when you're coming back into the country and you're getting your career going or your job going, certainly we think that the prices we offer every day all across the United States, we think matter to families like that. But I also think, picking up on Gary's point, what we've said and are doing on veterans is similar to sort of the leadership role we tried to play in the healthcare reform discussion, in $4 generic prescription drugs, in our effort to make healthy food affordable for all American families. I think because we are large and visible, we can make a difference. But again, to Gary's point, when we helped gather 43 companies at the White House for a planning session in March, you know, Coke and Pepsi were in the room, but Target and Walmart were in the room. I think it was a group of companies that put aside their differences on that day because the president and the first lady had said, let's get together and discuss this. So I think just coming together matters. But don't forget, whether you're Coke or Pepsi or Walmart, you have large chains of suppliers and companies that you do business with. So you just start to plant the seed in everyone's head that you don't have to say you're going to hire 100,000 veterans over 5 years.
Right.
But if you have a small business and you can say, I can hire 4 veterans, or when I do make any hire, let's try to give, you know, more of a preference to the veteran. I think that's the intangible, which to Gary's point is just coming together and then sort of driving the message through all our systems.
Yeah, and Derek, just so you know, the 100,000 is what everyone, is the focus of everyone.
Right.
I left Bill Simon about an hour ago.
Right.
And we're going to way over index on 100,000. Wow. It's about the commitment.
Right.
It's about the commitment.
Right.
And I couldn't be more pointed in that. So let's make sure that we focus on the fact that if you served and sacrificed for our nation, you shouldn't have to fight for a job when you get home.
Right. Right. You know, I was looking at your site, Walmart Careers with a Mission. Which, you know, it was is targeted towards veterans. And the thing I liked about it is that it does provide a dynamic. And I've seen some other places. I think I've seen JP Chase and other people who some companies will do this, where they'll develop a site for veterans, and it's focused in on helping you understand. And you know, as coming out of the military, you always I came out of the grunts. I came out of the combat side, and so when I came out, everybody was saying, "Well, you know what? With the grunts, you go to security. You know, you do a security job, a law enforcement." But I mean, truthfully, you know, if you're a grunt, you came out of, you know, the infantry and everything else, you know a lot more. I mean, you know. You know, they take for granted how much you have to understand in being in the infantry. And, you know, Phil, you came out of Special Operations. I know you did a lot of Vanguard and other things like that, sir. With all of that, you know, I like the whole dynamic of helping translate about where can you go from your military side into incorporation with that. And I like that about Walmart. Is that an effort in terms of kind of helping people understand that more?
Yeah, absolutely. We learned early on that, number one, we want to understand your aspirations.
Right.
Just because you were a 311,
right?
And I got all that.
Yes, yes, sir.
Not a Marine, but I understand,
you know,
what a 311,
right? Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Is, and I understand,
yes,
what 11B is, and all,
yes,
that,
sir,
kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
But the bottom line is, you can do so much more than that. And you may want to be so much more than that.
Right.
And so we need to understand what you want to be. Where are your career aspirations? We need to understand how you view your personal brand. What does it look like? I mean, and where are the gaps, and how can we help fill them? And then how can you offer that better to people that we know value that? And so... that's where we're working right now, and thanks for plugging our site.
Yeah.
But that's why, to some extent, I'm not a fan of skills translators, because I think, to your point, if you had plugged in 311 Marine, you would have been a great security guard.
Right. Right. And nothing wrong with that, but
no,
you know, I mean, but like you said, if someone didn't talk to me about more aspirations, or say that you can be a communicator, you can do more, you can start a business or whatever, then.
But that's the only thing that would have come up.
Exactly, exactly.
And
exactly,
so, exactly. You know, actually proud of you, what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. So I think we all, Phil, I want to touch you when we get back. I need to take a quick break, but I want to talk about how we're, because the skills translator is something I know you are, you know, talked about before, and the thing the VA Accelerator is trying to avoid is kind of pigeonholing people and then putting them into one segment. I'm going to take a quick break. We're talking about veteran issues, talking about getting veterans employed, not just with government agencies or anything like that, but talking about getting them actually into the market in terms of companies like Walmart, who has a commitment for 100,000 veteran jobs and even more, but also the White House initiative of bringing companies together to hire veterans, whether it be one veteran, whether it be 50 veterans, or whether it be 100,000, getting them hired and also getting them self-employed as entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we are talking about veteran issues today. We're talking about getting veterans employed. An important issue to me. I'm a veteran, and I always, you know, want to give back to veterans, not ignoring anyone else, but veterans have sacrificed for our country in many different ways, and we want to make sure that they have all the opportunities available to them to get into any kind of market, any kind of job, any kind of entrepreneurship ventures, anything else. We're talking to three special guests. I have General Gary Proffitt. He is the senior director of military programs at Walmart, and Walmart has made a commitment. Their CEO, Bill Simon, has made a commitment for 100,000 veteran jobs and getting them employed. We're talking to Joe Quinn. He's senior director of issue management at Walmart as well. He deals with a number of different issues at Walmart. And Philip Sella, he's a program director of the VA Accelerator, Department of Veteran Affairs program that's focused in on employment and entrepreneurship. Phil, General was talking about the dynamic and the commitment and aspirations, and all of us who are veterans have complained about, you know, certain dynamic when we come out of TAPS or the skills translators or anything like that, where we don't feel like it's sufficient enough, where it's pointing us in certain directions but not really giving us a full understanding of the career. And my background, I have a master's in counseling. I do a lot of career counseling. I understand it even more. And so with all of that, you know, when we talk about these veteran issues, what's the VA Accelerator focused in on to kind of, you know, not pigeonhole somebody?
Right. Well, one of the things is, you know, the skilled translators certainly have their merit. But when I was enlisted, I was an attack helicopter weapon systems mechanic. So that didn't translate very well. And when I got out, there wasn't too many attack helicopters in the police force,
right,
or the government.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
So that there's some inherent challenges with skills translator. The way the VA Accelerator approaches it is we're not translating military skills. What we're doing is the first thing you do is you take a measurement about you, and it helps you figure out about you. And so what it does is it helps you sort through what are you really interested in. And it's a very accurate measurement, and so far every veteran who's taken it enjoys it because it helps them understand themselves. And then the next piece of the puzzle is what we help them do is navigate the commercial workplace. And we do that through about 36 hours of coursework. It's all accessible via self-paced, and we have webinars to complement it. And what we take them through is everything from basic business skills to how to write in today's commercial workplace, how to navigate, how to understand things like quality management and project management. Because at a Walmart, you know, they just mentioned a veteran who went up, six levels. Well, what if he had, when he started out, some basic project management skills up front and he understood the terminology? And so what we did was we shaped these three packages, these three different grouping of courses with the help of the VA case managers, and into a very effective way for the veteran to learn, and they can even learn, on tablets or computers or whatever it is.
So they can take this wherever they want to go. It's mobile.
Very accessible. Okay. Right. And it's all also 508 compliant for the veterans too. So basically what it does is it gives the veteran a good understanding about when they go in that commercial workplace, how to start running right from the beginning, right. and it keeps them grounded.
Now, from what I know of your project, you're trying to partner with companies and everything else, and there's no cost to the company. Is there any cost to the veteran on these projects?
Absolutely not.
So no one has a cost on this.
That's right.
VA is kind of picking up on
VA, them. You know, through the leadership of VA, they really thought ahead and they said, you know what, we've got to make a difference, and they're committed to it. And being web-based, it's all accessible no matter where the veteran is. And the good news, for the veteran community as well as Walmart is VA has right now, 57 regions and 800-plus case managers, to help the veterans with employment and self-employment.
Right.
So VA's got the commitment, and it's really working with, the Walmart and the other businesses out there. They're going to make the difference, and as General Prophet mentioned, it's one veteran at a time. We can knock this out.
So. General Prophet, let me talk, because when we talk about the hiring of veterans, and when a company like yours or any company, and knowing the dynamics of what the veterans bring to the table, but with all of that, as a veteran comes back, we all know military life and military terms and military culture is sometimes a little bit different than walking into the commercial. And I think the VA Accelerator tries to deal with that. Are there programs in companies like yours that kind of do that translation to kind of say, listen, you know, this is how you translate it over to customer service, or this is how you translate it over into a dynamic of working on a private side? Or do we need more of that, like the VA Accelerator?
We learned early on that, unfortunately, everybody doesn't know as much about the military as I do. And we were putting our recruiters and hiring managers and leaders at the grassroots level on a terribly unlevel playing field. Mm-hmm. And so we made a commitment to invest in them. We can't make them 31 plus year or whatever Philip served members of the military, but
right.
But we can give them some insights into what all that means.
Right.
And so we are working very diligently to do exactly that. The challenge at Walmart, frankly, is that the good news is that we're really big and we can make great impact. But the bad news is that we're really big.
Hmm.
And so anything we do, we have to work really hard to disseminate it to the very grassroots level where most of the hiring is done.
Right.
And
right.
So it's a challenge, but one that, I left Bill Simon, like I told you, an hour or so ago, and he is absolutely committed to making this work.
Joe, chime in on this. And as you think about it, you've been at Walmart, I know, a little bit longer in terms of the number of years. The decisions, and maybe both of you chime on this, decisions for hiring are probably made at a corporate level and also at a local level, like by a manager at a store in terms of educating people and everything else. With all of that, have you seen the growth in Walmart in terms of a company with the insights?
Well, you've done career counseling, and Phillips' organization is involved. The word that comes to mind is culture. Mm. Culture is a word we use a lot at Walmart. And culture sort of encapsulates what our company has been for 50 years. And frankly, a way of doing things. The Marines clearly have a culture. The Army has a culture that's different than the Navy culture. So I think, as I sit here and listen, one of the things that comes to mind is you just have to make a culture adjustment as you take the uniform off. And, certainly the military has a culture that you have to then. But to Gary's point, you can't expect people to translate that on their own at that moment. You need programs and systems that sort of help them with that transition. But then, companies like Walmart have to say to our HR teams, okay, let's try to look for these problems on the initial contact. And I think we're trying to do that. So it's not only sort of setting the example, but then it's trying to make the nuts and bolts changes at the right moments in time to make it easier for that veteran who's coming in and trying to understand our culture.
Is the word getting out to the vets? I mean, I look at the veteran and I see there's a saturation of veteran programs, and sometimes you can get lost in terms of how much stuff is, for veterans and everything else. Is the word getting out?
You're going to hear the word a lot this year.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
We're going to do regional events.
Okay.
We have a major Twitter presence and Facebook.
Okay.
We're dealing with literally hundreds of organizations across the country who have pipelines into where veterans are. We believe strongly WalmartCareersWithAMission.com. We want to drive everybody into that same portal just for really the very question you're asking. You have to have a common starting point. Mm-hmm. And Gary's working on making that user-friendly. We're also working on trying to expedite the process. Bill Simon is adamant that if you apply with us, we should sort of have you working in 30 days.
Wow.
So
okay.
We're trying to step up how we normally do it. We're trying to expedite it, and we're trying to bring everybody in through the common Walmart Careers with AMission.com portal. Again, those are the fundamentals, and you'll hear us talking a lot about those during the coming 6-8 months.
To fundamentally answer your question, we're not struggling for awareness right
sure.
now. We are absolutely focused on delivering in a way that's off the charts.
Mm. Mm.
As I said earlier, everybody wants to focus on the 100,000. I think we'll be so off the charts on that that it will render it
kind of a moot. Yeah, sure.
Walmart's a really big place. And
growing.
And I'm really comfortable with where we are. And what I am so excited about, though, beyond even what we're talking about, is that we're building wraparound services and support for these people, training development opportunities, learning more about how we manage and retain them. And I think the future is really exciting.
That sounds good.
I also think it's a little bit of a time to think about the past, because we're at the 50-year anniversary of Vietnam. Gary and I are looking at some interesting opportunities mm-hmm. for Walmart to sponsor and recognize. We were chatting before we went on the air today. A lot of things were not done correctly for guys like Phillip's dad who came home, and we have to learn from that.
Definitely.
I bring that up for a reason, because we forget about that. Right.
And I appreciate that.
We just need to be – we all need to be thinking about what wasn't done right the last time.
And to Joe's point, Derek, when I left active duty about 7 years ago,
yes.
What was remarkable about the all-volunteer force is that we could separate our notion about whether we believed in the cause mm-hmm. with whether we chose to support the people that served.
Exactly.
And that's a huge leap for our country. And I think that's why, to some extent, we're not struggling for people who want to support what we're doing here.
Right. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more. Got a few minutes in the last 7 because I think we could probably be in here and talk all day and because we're having such a great conversation. But I want to talk about where do we go from here in terms of the future? What's the future looking like over the next few years as we talk about veterans who are coming back and everything else? Certain things are winding down. Military budgets are getting cut and everything else. So we want to kind of talk about the future, next 3, 5, 10 years going into veterans issues and then go from there. We're talking about veteran issues, veteran employment, veteran entrepreneurship, talking to the good people from Walmart who has some strong military programs. WalmartCareersWithAMission.com is their site for veterans. We're also talking about the VA Accelerator. VAAccelerator.com is that website. We'll be right back on this break. We're talking to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch from Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we're talking about some important issues to me, but important issues to the country about veterans and veterans getting hired, veteran employment issues, veteran entrepreneurship, getting veterans out there starting businesses to support our country. It's a national security issue to me because the more we get veterans out there starting businesses and get them employed, the stronger our national security is as well. We're talking to Walmart. They're in the studio with me right now. General Gary Proffitt, he's a senior director of military programs at Walmart, and then Joe Quinn, he's a senior director of issue management at Walmart. We also have a guest from the VA talking about the VA Accelerator, Philip Seller. He's a program director of the VA Accelerator. It's a Department of Veteran Affairs program that deals with employment and entrepreneurship issues and getting veterans trained to be employed and going to places like Walmart, but also getting them trained to be, whether it be a franchise owner or starting their own business from scratch or whatever the case is. General Proffitt, we were talking about, you know, just offline about the importance of this issue in terms of the future, you know, because we're looking at military and everybody talks about we're in the D.C. area. People hear about, you know, federal contracting, federal jobs. But you made a good point when we were just talking about, you know, I think you and Philip made a good point that the majority of people are not going to go into the federal government. The federal government only has so many jobs. You know, we've got to start thinking beyond this. What's your thoughts in terms of the future of where we're going to go with this thing?
Well, I guess I would say, first of all, Walmart is in this for the very long haul. We recognize that this is arguably the largest, diverse, talent-rich pool in the world. Mm. And so fundamentally, this is about good business. And so we're in this forever. Arguably, we've been on this journey since Captain U.S. Army Sam Walton founded Walmart a little over 50 years ago.
Wow.
And so I don't think there's any surprise for us. But we think that we have to play a leadership role here, and that's why we were at the White House today. That's why we're talking to you, Derek, this afternoon. And I think, as you mentioned, I think in your introduction, we're talking about out of Iraq, probably, you know, drawing down significantly in Afghanistan. So we're going to have a million plus people over the next 4 or 5 years rejoining the civilian employment sector. And so we have to accommodate them, not because it's necessarily the right thing to do, although it is. It's good for our business. And so as we think about the work we're doing in the context of social opportunity, associate opportunity for our employees, the work we're doing in manufacturing, and the work we're doing in the military space, I think it's great for the economy, it's great for our business, and we're excited about the work we're doing.
Joe, you know, we talk about entrepreneurship in Walmart. You guys have a foundation. I mean, talk about how Walmart is support. Because one of you mentioned about the number of, you know, suppliers and contractors and other things that supply Walmart. Talk about the entrepreneurship side.
Well, we have a large corporate foundation. And I think one thing that we've tried to do in recent years is make sure that we're giving foundation dollars to programs, some really unique and innovative veterans programs across the country that have real hands-on impact. contract. I think we shy away from putting money into warm and fuzzy, and we really try to get into programs that do some unique things. I was in Augusta, Maine last year with some money we put in an education program. The community college in Augusta, Maine at the end of Vietnam put a sign up, Welcome Home Veterans. Mm-hmm. And that was so unusual at the time that this community college has a rich tradition of supporting veterans. It's carried over for really 40, 50 years. But they designed some classrooms so veterans could have their backs to the wall and the door was up front. They designed some lounges that were just for veterans to decompress a little bit between classes. They hired some counselors and some teachers that had dealt with PTSD cases. So that's an example of really specific uses of our money. And I think we do a pretty good job of paying attention to practical programs like that that can have a real impact.
Sure.
And I would just, a final thought based on something President Obama said this week. He said, veterans often don't understand the leadership they have shown under extraordinary circumstances. And I think that's a great point because, to your point, if you're working an attack helicopter, that's kind of an extraordinary thing for a 19-year-old to be doing. And they don't understand what they have done when they come back here. And I think building systems that we're all trying to build, we have to make them understand they've done something extraordinary. And now how can we help them translate those skills into the workforce?
General, you speak on it from, a general officer dynamic of kind of looking at things from a strategic point of view. Do you think, and I know at the White House initiative, there were a number of military brass there. Do you think the military brass is getting the importance? I know in the Marines, we didn't talk about career. And in the Marine Corps, we don't talk about career. We talk about fighting a lot. But and now in the military, it seems to be a dynamic that you need to begin a conversation of making sure you understand when you go into the military, what is the life afterwards? And how should you prepare while you're in the military for that life afterwards? Is that conversation starting to sink in, do you think, with the brass? Is that conversation going back and forth?
Actually, you're a really smart guy.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I have never seen more emphasis on what I would call the full life cycle of human capital management in the military. The recognition that if we are going to have an all-volunteer force in the future that's viable, that we have to make real the notion that if you enlist in the Marine Corps or in the Army or in any of the other services, that you will in fact be advantaged when you decide that that you need to return to the civilian community. And I think I think it's playing out in all kinds of different ways. We're really excited. And to some extent, frankly, the Marine Corps, and I'm not trying to pander to you, is playing a leadership role here to try and make sure that people feel like when they join this great institution, sure, that you and I have been privileged to serve, that they have a future.
Right.
And it's better than when they joined. Right. And so I'm excited. I think it's great. They're all over it.
Do you think there will ever be a day where once you get out, there's almost a where you're going directly into like a Walmart? I mean, you know, a day when it's almost a direct feeder. I'm not saying that it has to be that way, but I always ideally thought it would be great if it was a direct feeder from when you got out. You know, hey, listen, I got a job at Walmart that I'm going right into, or wherever the case is. Do you think that we'll get to that point?
I guess I would say that's my vision. And whether we'll get there or not, I'm not sure.
Sure.
But I will tell you that we view the people in the military as part of a talent pipeline, and that they're moving through their lives, and some of them will come to Walmart. Some of them will go to other places, and that's great. But it's all about that journey, and I think we're on it. And I think there are more reasons to believe that we'll get there than there were a couple, 3 years ago.
Great way to end the show. We've got General Gary Prophet. He is the Senior Director of Military Programs at Walmart. Joe Quinn, Senior Director of Issue Management, talking about a number of different issues at Walmart. Philip Sella, he is a Program Manager, Program Director of the VA Accelerator. Walmart with a Mission, WalmartCareersWithAMission.com is the website for that. The VAAccelerator.com is the website for the VA Accelerator. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming on Fed Access. It's been a great honor to have you on.
Thanks, Derek, Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.